Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
It's Thursday.
Thanks, Morgan. I figured you'd be around somewhere. This part of the show is brought to you by the Jim Irsay Collection at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium on December 10th. So this is not just a display of the incredible Jim Irsay Collection, all his memorabilia, sports and guitars, the most expensive guitars ever sold at auction, that, you know, real awesome rock and roll history stuff.
If you don't know this guy, he's a NFL team owner, but he was the son of the original owner. He's just made of money, and he's obviously more not. He doesn't come from having played football. He clearly loves music; it's his thing, and he has collected a pile of probably the most important instruments ever collected.
Right,
and so this tour is pretty neat if you're into rock history.
Right. And there is a rock show with a lot of special guests. It's the Jim Irsay Band. He obviously really loves music. And the tickets are free. So this is next Saturday night, and the tickets are free. Go to JimIrsayCollection.com and check it out. I mean, it just sounds like such a cool, different thing to do.
Yeah.
I love it. We're going to start with the death. This one was kind of out of nowhere.
Man, I ended up crying last night. Awful. Go on.
What did you cry about?
Well, make the announcement, and then I'll tell you the story that I had.
Oh. Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac died yesterday. They say a short illness. She was 79 years old. I mean, Fleetwood Mac's been around hardcore since, you know, the 70s.
I didn't know she was so old, though. That is
surprising. I was surprised to see that as well.
It'd
How old
be hard
Stevie
to.
Stevie Nicks is.
You know what? I don't have a guess now.
I have her age. Take a guess.
70.
74.
Oh, my God. See, I wouldn't have guessed that either. So, Stevie Nicks, Christine McVie's singing partner in Fleetwood Mac, posted a letter, like an open letter to her friend. Did you see that?
I did.
That's what had me well up. I wasn't like bawling, but I definitely, you know, my best friend since 1975, like that.
I know.
You feel that, or sure. You know, I felt it, I should say.
She did she actually hand wrote out the lyrics to the Haim song, Hallelujah, which I'm not sure I know that song. But one of the lines is, I had a best friend, but she has come to pass, one I wish I could see now. It's really, you know, she says they were best friends and that she also just found out that there's an illness. Her family
was
with
her. That's in the open letter, though, that she had said, I found out just the other day she was sick and tried to go, and they told her, don't. So I don't know what that's about, but I'm surprised any family would say, don't come see your best friend or your partner of, you know, how many years? 40? 5? 50?
50? I mean,
here's that song from Chaim.
I had a best friend, but she has come to pass. One I wish I could see now. You always remind me that memories will last. These arms reach out.
That's pretty. So Christine McVie, if you're just joining us, Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac. And, you know, I will say, when you think about Fleetwood Mac, you know, you think about, what's the guitar player's name? Lindsey Buckingham. You think about Stevie Nicks. You think about Mick Fleetwood. The McVies, and she, her last name is McVie because she was married to John McVie for a while, like, I don't know, less than a year. And then they continued on in the band together. She's just lesser known than some of the, but she was a huge part of the songwriting, and she did sing some of the songs. We were just playing Little Lies. That's that was the one that popped right into my head, like, oh, she sings, she basically sings lead on that.
What I thought of was there's currently a Chevy commercial that has paid for, obviously paid for Fleetwood Mac's hit, and I can't think of what it is, but she's the lead on that. And so I've been hearing her every football game I watch. Funny. There's a Chevy commercial about their electric cars, and it's...
Oh, okay.
You
know the one
I'm
talking about?
Thinking about tomorrow?
Nope. Yeah, it's I Want to Be With You.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. This is her, right?
So her family was with her in the hospital when she passed, 79 years old. A short illness is what they're saying here. The band said she was truly one of a kind. Special and talented beyond measure. She was the best musician anyone could have in their band and the best friend anyone could have in their life. We were so lucky to have a life with her, individually and together. We cherished Christine and are thankful for the amazing memories we have. She'll be so very missed. And then, of course, Stevie Nicks did a whole handwritten letter on social media, calling her her best friend in the whole world since the first day of 1975. That is when she joined the band. She also said, "See you on the other side, my love. Don't forget me." Christine joined Fleetwood Mac in 1970. She wrote "Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow." She wrote "Everywhere," "Little Lies." She had a bunch of solo hits too. She was married.
She did?
Yeah, I guess she put out her own solo album. Can you play me those songs that they mentioned here? I think "Got a Hold on Me" sounds familiar. And "Love Will Show Us How," solo hits, they call them.
Okay.
She was married to John McVie from 69 to 70. I don't know if that means that they broke up as soon as they were in a band together or how that all worked out. But that was, she didn't join the band until 70, and that's when she divorced.
This is "Love Will Show Us How."
I don't recognize this at all.
What else? That's weird. What else are we hearing?
About this part of the music video is like, huh? No problem. Some guy saying some.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Funny. So,
the reason I asked about her solo career just real quick was because Stevie Nicks had such a successful one.
Oh my
one.
God, a huge solo career.
My high school girlfriend loves Stevie Nicks so much that you just like. Did you really bring a picture of her hair in and have her hair on your head? Yeah. I love her.
I want to be like Stevie.
But so I don't know why Christine McVie, you'd think, would have had that too.
Oh, I know this. You know this song, don't you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. No, this one I definitely know. She also took in a picture of Stevie Nicks' hair. It doesn't work quite as well on her. Christine McVie, kind of an unsung hero of Fleetwood Mac, because she's not the first person you think of when you think of the band, but was really a huge part of it. I'll probably mention that again at 8. I'm going to slide that over here. So Chevy Chase is in the news today. He went into Clark Griswold mode, which, hey, look, you love vacation and you love Christmas. You love Christmas lights. So I thought, you know what? Let's do this. Tuesday night, he lit a massive Christmas display at a Raising Cane's restaurant in the Chicago suburb of, who cares, Morton Grove, Illinois. It was part of, who cares where it is, somewhere near Chicago.
Where now?
It was part of an ad campaign with Raising Cane's founder, who was on hand for the lighting, and then drove off with Chevy Chase in the old family truckster after it was all over. And then Dinky's leash was hanging from the rear bumper.
Oh, they're just having the time of their lives.
It's just so fun, right? So he plugs in the lights and everything lights up. The display has more than 13,000 lights, a Santa, reindeer, sleigh, and about 500 people showed up, including carolers and a marching band. And there is a big video, and it looks very cute. And you can
what
check
did
out
they
the pro-
pay? Do you have what they paid Chevy to show up for this thing?
But he's a notoriously sour person.
Yes.
And I'm going to say that Raising Cane wrote a big check with a lot of zeros on it to get him to come out there and be part of this whole thing. Oh, age. There he is.
What do you think? Half a mil?
That seems high for an opening. You know, you're plugging in. I don't know, Vin. Maybe. That wouldn't be out of the realm of possibilities. Who knows? Maybe you got $10 million for it.
Like, well, I don't know about that, but feel like they would have had to overpay to get him to come out. That's a personal appearance.
Oh, yes.
Like he's
of the most agitating kind, I would have said. he doesn't like people. He doesn't want to talk to anybody. So Chevy Chase and this whole there's a video clip, and we're putting it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to see it. Just, you know, nice Christmas spirity type stuff. If you're looking for that, if you need a little Christmas spirit in your life. People magazine, they put out their People of the Year list. They named four celebrities as their People of the Year for inspiring work that they've done. They named Matthew McConaughey. When the Uvalde school shooting happened, he quickly returned to his hometown, met with victims' families. He spoke at the White House. He's credited with helping pass federal gun legislation. They put him on the list. Someone named Quinta Brunson. She created the sitcom Abbott Elementary on ABC and won an Emmy for it. She wanted a show that was inclusive to all generations and have parents and grandparents alike laughing at the same jokes. So, and we actually pressed play on that, and we didn't stick. But a lot of people have been they rave about Abbott Elementary. Jennifer Hudson, she is one of people's four People of the Year. She launched a new talk show to create a platform where everyone feels included. And she also became the youngest woman this year to achieve EGOT EGOT status. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Have you seen her talk show yet?
I have not. Have you?
I have.
And?
Well, she's very much. Nobody's doing anything, you know, new or exciting in the afternoon talk show world. Well, I take that back. I actually think that Kelly Yoki's pretty rad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That she comes out and does a song for people each
every
day when
day.
They come to
right.
see. That's pretty great.
And she kills a song every time, too. Oh. It's like really good.
And I'm sure J-Hud, as they refer to her on her show, it's J-Hud. I'm sure she would love to do that, too, and probably just should steal it because she's stealing there was a game I watched that she was doing. And I went, oh, let's see how she handles that. She was fine. I thought she did a fine job. Nothing earth-shattering. Certainly not. She's not a comedian.
Right, right.
So she's just doing her show, and it was fine. But I thought, oh, if she sang.
Yeah. Jenny Yoki. It works. You know, except that someone is already doing that, but
cares.
But you can sing really well. You might want to lean into
singer,
that.
Right,
you probably won't still be there in a year if you don't find a way to work that into your.
You've got to get people to
mix.
Hook.
Yeah.
And the final person on their four People of the Year is Mila Kunis. When Russia invaded Ukraine, she and Ashton raised money for refugees. They've raised $37 million for refugees. In case you didn't know, Mila was born in Ukraine, so. Mm-hmm. Very close.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mr. Herhart.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
One of the big stars of the show tomorrow night. Alice in Winterland. We are one day away. John Mayer, One Republic, Kelsey Ballerini, Matt Nathanson, and Lizzie McAlpine. Ticketmaster.com right now. Last minute tickets. You can get them. We'll see you at the SAP Center tomorrow night.
The Radio Alice Report.
I'm not ready for that. I feel like he's been lost in the mix. Like that song came on and I went, oh yeah, Matt. We're going to see Matt on Friday. Mm-hmm.
So excited to see him. He is such a great showman.
Well, like, it's nice to see him. I actually just like him. Like he's one of those guys where you know this very well that you, he makes you feel like a good friend of his. And then the next thing you know is people are saying, stop texting him. If you need him, call us.
No,
we're his people.
Right. Yeah. That's a way to bring that up again.
Well, I didn't mean to, you know, I'm just saying he does have that way where you like all of a sudden I heard that song just now and went, oh, Matt, I'm going to see Matt Friday. Very exciting.
He's easy.
He is. Yeah. He's a joint.
Okay.
I still wasn't ready. Join us for Winterland this Friday night. It's going to be so fun. Really.
See you there.
We hope to see you there. Now.
Doors open at 6:15, by the way. Get there early. Not yet. 6:15. The show starts right at 7:30. So you want to get parking, get in there, get in your seats, and be ready.
A few tickets left, right?
Yeah.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, I'm still not ready.
Yeah, okay. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank is helping to revitalize Fremont by rebuilding its headquarters downtown. The structure is already turning heads in the Bay Area. The bank recently received a design award from the Silicon Valley Business Journal. Go to FremontBank.com for more info. All right, here's what's happening. You do have rain outside your house right now, or if you don't, you will have rain outside your house right now. There's snow falling, and there were a lot of warnings in the newspaper yesterday, you know, saying whiteout conditions, don't drive up there.
Yeah.
They're very worried about what the roads will be like for you if you're headed to Tahoe at any point this weekend. So bring your chains at the very least and expect it to take a minute. Because they're getting snow.
Yeah.
And that's really, really good news.
It's the best news. It's what we need.
I hate those stories where they're like, look, the reservoirs have even less water than last summer.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, those are, I'd like to see fewer of those stories. I would like it to be like, these reservoirs can't hold all this water.
That would be nice. Yes.
That would be, that's the story we want to hear.
Right. Big night in the NFL. I'm sure your husband's very, very excited for, you know, his job tonight as he roots for the New England Patriots versus a team the Pats owned forever. The Pats always used to beat the Buffalo Bills, except the Buffalo Bills are not just rising. They've arrived.
What's their record this year so far?
They are 8-3. So they're good, and it should be a fun game tonight. So 5:15, this is one of the Thursday night prime video games. Prime video games.
Yeah. Prime Video Weird. Games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
John's overworked, man, between that house and the
right,
NFL. And,
right. I mean, okay. He's got like three jobs.
I have
happy
to.
As well.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I knew that.
I have to revisit this real fast just because I was on a drive home at some point this week when I guess my mom had been listening to the podcast. I didn't know she was able.
Oh. She,
I don't know where she's getting.
Which podcast? Your mom wasn't listening to The Secret Show, was she?
I hope not.
No, I don't know. No, actually, no. For sure she wasn't because she brought up the barf bucket that we had been talking about earlier this week. And mm-hmm. and she wrote, yes, we had one of those. That's the text I got. And I'm like, Mom, what are you talking about? At a stoplight, of course. I was,
right,
you know.
Sure, of course.
Duh. And then and she said, the barf bucket, we had that. And you're right, it's the tan bucket. So, like, the weird story I read earlier this week where I got a flash of what I seem to remember having one of those barf buckets and what it looked like. And she confirmed it and was like, yeah, that's the one. We kept it under the bed and whoever was sick, you know, it got
to
pulled
barf
out
into it,
moved to the next room and stayed there until someone else got sick.
Of course you recognize it. You stared into it.
I guess so. But anyway, I just thought, oh, that is so. And then I thought about my own family and went, we don't have a barf bucket.
Oh,
Did you have one for your kids?
You know, no, actually.
Right.
Now that I think of it, it was any random pot or or big bowl. But we did have a barf bucket at my. I mean, like I seem to recall that like a big.
That's
bowl.
What I'm saying. It's a weird thing that didn't carry over into our adulthood and with our families. We don't have that dedicated.
Kids barf just as much, you know.
Yep. Anyway, I just thought, oh, that's so silly. But yes, I was right. It is a tan little plastic bucket that, you know, I remembered. All right, Bryn, this one's for you, buddy.
All right.
These unique baby names will be the most popular in 2023.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
On the list includes Billy, as in Billie Eilish.
Oh, B-I-L-L-I-E for a girl.
Oh, right.
Jolene, as in Dolly Parton's hit song that seems to have been brought back through Miley Cyrus and other covers. Scarlett Johansson named her young son Cosmo, and that seems to be on the list of up-and-comers.
Cosmo.
Cosmo.
Is that a girl or boy? I guess it could be either, huh?
It could be either. That wasn't that Kramer's first name on
that
Seinfeld?
Was the big reveal. Yeah, remember they were. That was a big announce. What is Kramer's name? And
Kramer's
no one knew.
First name, right.
Let's see here. Archie.
Archie, it's cute.
What do you know? Why that makes the list?
Because of the
royal
prince,
the royal
whatever.
Family. Exactly right.
Or I guess he's not a prince, right? They didn't give the kid a title.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that stuff. But anyway, Haley is on the list.
Haley's cute.
That doesn't seem that strange to me, though.
At all. People, I know a ton of Haleys.
I see, Ezra's on the list. Is that the guy who's been making trouble all year?
Ezra Miller. There are, I mean, it's not a name I've never heard of, but it's interesting that it would be making a comeback. Ezra.
Weird timing.
Yeah, that he's been out, you know, committing crimes and suddenly people are like, oh, I like that name. That's pretty good.
And I love Hawaii and Vermont. Oh, my God.
Well, and the stories kind of went away and maybe there was a lot of fluff in those stories, but they were saying he has a farm. And he's become some kind of Svengali guy, like
a cult leader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you know, and then those stories have just gone poof, I guess.
Some real weirdness.
The movie studios were able to, I don't know, hire someone to wash that.
Yeah, squash this down.
Get out there, kidnap him, and bring him somewhere quiet.
We are still putting that movie out.
And making a part two.
Yeah.
Anyway, these are the this is the list of rising names. Alden. We know an Alden. I love that guy. Archie. Elio. E-L-I-O.
Oh, I know
Am
an
I saying
Elio.
That right? Elio?
Elio? I know an Elio. Elio.
Elio.
Actually,
okay.
No, I don't. His name is Eliseo. But we call him Eli.
Elio. Yeah.
Is it Elio?
Or Elio.
Is it, what's the, where does that name come from? I don't recognize that at all.
I don't know. It's on the list at number three, though. Everest is on the list.
Oh, Everest. That's sweet.
We have an Everett in our lives, but we don't have
Everest.
I've never heard Everest.
That's
Cosmo cool. Linus.
Oh, I love Linus. Linus is such a cute name.
Okay, help me with this because I've never seen it. O-M-R-I.
O-M-R-I. Omri?
Omri, okay. Sayer, Wild, as in with an E, Wild, Olivia Wilde.
Oh.
Yuna, Sunday, True, as in T-R-U, Billy, Brayland, Celeste, Halston, Jolene, Louise, Luxury.
Please don't name your kid that.
I like Luxury. I'll have Diamond and Luxury.
Marigold. I like that.
Marigold's really cute. That's from Downton Abbey.
It is?
Yeah. She named her illegitimate daughter Marigold.
Oh, that's now it's ruined. Yeah. Noah, Romy, and Rose round out your list of the big names for 2023. Bryn, were any of those names on your list?
No.
Not Halston? Come on, man.
I do like Jolene, though. Jolene, want to play that song. Jolene,
Are we looking for an E name still? Because you've got
not necessarily
A
no.
for Anita, B for Bryn, C for Cameron, D for Derek. I mean, an E would be great.
E would be great. It's just, we feel like it's limited. And I don't know. She just, all the E names we thought of, we couldn't, we just were like, not sure about that.
Ellen.
Yeah.
Not
Edith.
Is
Edie was taken.
What was the first one you just said?
Ethel.
Oh, Ethel.
What'd you think I said?
I don't want to even try to go there with what I thought you said.
Oh.
But it wasn't good. I was like, wait, did you guys dump that?
Ethel, what could that be? What could that have been mistaken for?
All right.
The world's largest volcano has been oozing rivers of glowing lava since Wednesday, and thousands of viewers are turning up to get their selfie with the lava flow behind them.
Okay.
While... And this is not as dangerous as some of the things people will do in order to get, you know, that hot shot for their Instagram.
Right.
Get it hot. Wait, Bryn. Never mind. It's fine.
Boom, boom.
I didn't want a drum hit anyway. Thank you. God.
Oh, my God.
Better late than never.
Really? I feel like go with never sometimes.
Well, he kind of asked for it. I'm like, all
right. I was asking for it. Yeah.
He was putting the screws to you.
Mauna Loa woke from its 38-year slumber and started spewing volcanic ash and debris. But the lava flows are spectacular. So I mentioned this when it first happened, and I'll mention it again now, mainly because it is neat. It's really neat.
Yeah.
And if you've been to the Big Island, it feels like a moonscape and that it was made by lava flows, the whole thing.
Right. Everything's black rock. It is. And that is what we have to thank for those islands.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, volcanoes, for creating little paradises.
But anyway, as you're scrolling around today, if you want to see something really cool, go look at the volcanic eruption in Hawaii.
It's actually beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's spectacular. And I imagine it would be neat to go check that out in person. I'm not going to hop a plane, but, you know.
If someone wants to give me a free trip to Hawaii, I'll go.
Oh, is that a thing?
The free trips to Hawaii?
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely go report on that, you know, live on the scene from...
Mauna Loa, right. Yep.
Fine, I'll move on.
I think we can arrange that. Michael Martin's probably not busy right now. I'm sure he'll get right
on. He wants something else on his plate, I heard.
Yeah. He loves to have a really full plate.
He doesn't have enough going on. That's for sure.
Well, you know what they say about busy people.
They're busy?
they'll get it done for you.
Oh, I was going to say that.
If you want something done, ask somebody busy.
Did you make that up too, Sarah?
No.
Oh.
I'm not even saying it right.
Sarah?
There's an expression.
Sarah has another new expression, everyone.
It's amazing.
How do you do it?
Every time.
I actually really don't know.
Full of wisdom.
Full of wisdom.
Okay. Go Niners.
Go Niners.
You know, tonight it would be appropriate if you want to say go Pats, you can say that, Sarah.
Yeah, I don't want to say that. I really am done saying things.
Oh, really?
Well, now
that'll be interesting. Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of, by the way, I have an e-name for you that I absolutely love. You probably won't want to use it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Please
and
do.
I'll read some of these texts. So 312 says, Bryn, you could name her Evie, like E-V-I-E.
Oh, that's
short
cute.
For Evelyn.
I'm writing them all down right now.
But the one I was going to say, and this comes from Princess and the Frog. Have you watched that?
Oh, I have watched that. I can't think of the girl's name.
You know how the firefly loves a star up in the sky? Mm-hmm. And the star is named Evangeline.
Oh, right.
Oh, Evangeline is such a beautiful name.
Beautiful.
There's a Matthew Sweet song called Evangeline, which is so beautiful.
I love that name.
I actually love that name, too.
Evangeline.
That's very pretty.
And you'd call her Angie.
Or whatever you want.
Angie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Evie or Angie or whatever.
That's
Linny.
Super cute.
Oh, sure. Linny.
Linny would work. Mm-hmm. But anyway, there you go. That's I love that movie so much.
I think I love you.
Am I right? That's the name, right?
I truly don't know.
Can someone do a search and check that? Evangeline. I think that's the name.
And he wants his $5. Somebody Venmo him. Just Venmo him $5 and he'll be happy. Oh my God, the wind is just crazy outside.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Evangeline.
Yeah, that's it.
Right, Vin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that name. So anyway, maybe, you know.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
My sister is named Jolene, born in 1957, so way before Dolly's song.
Oh. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. Is she beautiful and did she try to steal somebody away from Dolly?
Ezra from the Star Wars costume that ended. What? Okay, I don't know that one. I'll bet we have a rise in girls named Wednesday next year.
Mm. Hump day?
Is that a curse to name a little girl Wednesday? Like, that is a... feels like she's evil. Not that, you know, I mean, she's a little girl, but, I mean, doesn't she do bad things to you on that show?
Oh, I don't know. You know what? I honestly don't... I know of the Addams Family. I know that they're goth superheroes through Jane because she posts pictures of the original show all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't know what each one of them does. And now
do they have powers or are they just creepy?
So Wednesday's not nice?
I don't know.
I mean, I get it.
But it seems dark, right?
I mean, speaking of goth people, Jane couldn't be more... sugary sweet.
I know. And her hero's Morticia Addams. Isn't that the wife's name, Morticia?
I think so.
Yeah. She's that's her hero.
By the way, the person who wrote in with the year up-to-date score or tally of wins in our trivia game with V. Hale says
on Wednesday,
they keep a spreadsheet of it.
That seems like a lot.
I have a spreadsheet that I track the trivia on. It's accurate. It includes all the dates, including a notation about the time you talked so much you ran out of time and didn't do trivia.
Did that happen?
Apparently.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that. But that doesn't sound like something, you know, beyond the realm of possibility.
No, blah, blah, blah. In fact, we were early and now we're late.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.